This podcast features adults using adult language. You have been warned.
Oh, no.
So do I go to the negative then?
No, you're just at zero.
I'm just at zero.
Would you please put Jim Darkmagic?
Would you please lay him to rest?
Death position.
Can we inter him? All right. Now his turn's over, right?
Actually, you do have to keep track of your negative hit points. Just if you get down to your negative bloodied value, that's death for you, but it's a ways off.
So I'm at like negative... was 4 minus 13.
9.
Negative 9, technically.
That's pretty bad still.
But if somebody heals you, you start as if you were 0.
9 more and I'm dead forever.
Okay.
Just a heads up.
Just something for you, from
in case you're in.
All right, happened. We built a whole frog
his action
thing around
is
you.
Done, which brings us to Omer.
Hey, what's up?
Cleric!
Is it worth healing you right now? With the boar over your head?
Well, I get a turn in before he goes again, at least. We might be able to put him
That's
down.
True, that's true. Yeah, healing word. Okay. Yeah, that's gross.
Plus one,
yeah. That's pretty good.
All right.
Up to 10.
All right, now...
10 is better than negative 9.
Yes, it is.
Exactly. I'm gonna lance out with a powerful technique. I can't lie to you. It's pretty potent. I don't know what it's called. Okay, I fire a lance of faith out from my new location inside the doorway at the guy.
Okay.
No, I don't. Not really.
Don't forget to open the door before you shoot.
Boo! All right.
Okay. Alefell.
Jim opens one eye and sees the boar there and closes his eye and sticks his tongue out.
All right, Alefell. We need Destructiones. Now, if you want to get CA...
But he's...
Jim can't give
CA. Jim can't give CA.
Technically, he can, even if he's prone.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Oh. I will accept Jim's CA.
Any L plus.
Helpless.
It's always a pleasure to do work with you.
You have to be conscious and there.
Well, I am conscious. I'm just prone. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Prone to violence.
Heyo!
Overwhelming strike against...
dude.
The dwarf guy. Not with that, and definitely not with that.
God, you!
So what's your...
Dice failure.
What is the melting temperature of these dice?
We'll find out soon.
Binwin.
Of the bronze bottoms.
As a minor action, I'm going to take a potion of healing. Give me a healing surge.
Sip.
So that's gone. Forever.
Crumple.
So I only have to move one to get to him, technically?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, well, here, no, hold on. From there, you could also move back a step and charge him.
But then you can only use a basic attack.
What's that?
Yeah. Your charge is pretty brutal.
It is, but...
The extra D8, D6 is pretty
If you
sick.
Want to use a special power, you don't want to charge.
Right.
Unless you
I
have
understand
a power
that
lets you...
Well, I guess technically the charge is because this is 1d10 plus 11 damage.
But it also grants him CA against you.
That's true.
But you know what?
Maybe that's okay.
You're a cool guy. Give him somebody else to hit
but
besides the wizard.
I can mark him, and then
and that's
he has to attack me.
Killing the wizard first is something he actually set up.
I'm gonna strike him brashly.
I think that's like a rule he has.
I shouldn't have done that.
Ooh,
I'm sorry, but
no,
thank you.
No, it's okay. That's a good hit.
So,
dude, nice assist, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
The d20
slips
across the map, hits the back of Omen's little figure character, and flips to 17. That was nice.
Yeah. The pachinko action.
Ooh.
So 17 points of damage.
Holy goodness.
That's to the boar.
Well, that's the boar. I'm sorry.
Eh.
My bad. The boar expires.
Yes!
Oh, nice job, Binwin Bronze Bottom.
Hey, God. Oh.
Topples over, sends the dwarf down into the ground.
Okay.
The dwarf lies there in shock.
He's See? Like, so no combat advantage is granted.
Quarter!
Oh, man.
Oh, it is musical.
No.
Musical.
No.
This is actually really sad now. You're bumming me out.
Did you see what that boar did to Jim Dark Magic? Don't feel bad for the boar.
What have
that.
You done?
We killed your boar, bitch. That's what we did. Maybe you want to stop swinging your axe at
I
us
scream,
now.
There'll be roast boar for dinner tonight.
In the halls of the bronze bottoms, etc. All right, we...
two roast boar.
Jim's turn.
So three roast boar. I can sell it for 20 dinner.
Jim. In fact, it is Jim's turn.
So
rising up behind the carcass of the boar.
And I say, now that your wife's dead...
Oh, hey-o!
What do you say you and I dance? And Jim's magic missile is coming out. Doesn't hit, but it's a good line.
It was a great line.
You should get a plus for a line like that.
12 versus reflex.
You should get
and a plus for the line.
You should get plus 20 for that line.
Blows into the dirt by his feet. And Omen.
The missile misses, hits the ground, and it just scorches out JDM.
I gotta take my second wind if it's all right with y'all.
Oh, wait, as a minor as a minor action at the end of my turn, I want to take a potion.
Oh, please, okay.
Yeah,
I have second wind. And get some hit points back.
Close the door, leave your friends to clean up the mess.
Yeah, I check out mentally and physically.
See the dwarf does seem genuinely distraught over the death of his mount.
It just might be an opportunity to maybe...
intimidate?
Well, yeah.
We need him to open the door.
We need him to open the door. We can't kill him.
He's bloodied, right?
We need to hurt him.
In combat, you can use intimidate to force a bloodied opponent to surrender. Did you know that?
Yeah. Okay. Well, who's got a good intimidate?
I have 7. I have a plus 6.
Not me.
The elf is the most threatening member of your group.
I am an Eladrin.
Sorry.
Elves are our hillbilly cousins.
She tiptoes over.
Yeah, I saunter out from the door, and when he's on the ground, I kick him and say, open the door.
Okay.
15, intimidate.
He is not intimidated by you.
It's up to him. This can end one of two ways.
All right, but it seems
it's just one way.
You open the door and die.
Seems a very smart tactic. Aelophel.
Do you want me to try to intimidate him, or do you want me to hurt him with my back end?
Can you intimidate as a minor action?
Or is it standard?
It's a standard in combat. I say go for it, if we need him to open the door.
What's your plus?
What, 7?
You have the best chance.
It's better than me.
Give it a try.
Okay. All right.
You're essentially attacking his will defense with your intimidate check.
Okay.
Roll well, Will.
All right.
Do
so,
good.
So,
Will, we need some leverage against him.
Nice. Nice. Well done.
Crap.
Okay. So I stand above him and fill myself with righteous fury. And I say to him, as your mount has fallen, so shall you if you do not...
Let us into the door.
Open the door. Yeah, sorry. Came up
blank. We really want to go inside there.
Because that door is closed and we really want it to be open. And we want you to be the one who opens it. Because you're on the ground. And I'm standing over you, man.
Yeah!
How does 19 work for you? Does that work?
Yeah, that's just on the dice.
That's
intimidating. We're actually talking about 26.
Oh, man.
Incredible.
All right, you see his lower lip tremble, and he cowers before your authorita.
Big man, hell yeah.
And he says, I underestimated you. You are more than any I've faced before.
Meet the eye.
Dude, that's awesome, because he fought a red dragon and killed it. And
He says, I yield before your power.
Well, make that door yield before us, because that's where we want to go.
Open the door, Nancy.
If you let him, he rises to his feet, and though bloody, he saunters over to the door.
Wait, just to humiliate him before he gets up, I kick his ass.
Take his pants off.
I just kick his axe away. I can do that. I intimidated him. Before he gets up, I kick his axe away.
All right, done. He stands up and sort of eyes you with a respect that wasn't apparent in his visage up to this point. He walks over to the doors. He places his hands upon each of them. He mumbles something under his breath, and there's a flash of light that literally skims through the seams of the door in a split second. And at the end of the flash of light, he turns to you and says, the doors are unlocked.
Okay, let's kill him.
Go as you will.
Should we try to get anything else out of him?
Or leave. Disgrace.
Good. He's been thoroughly humiliated.
And as he's walking by Jim puts a couple tickets in his pocket and says, try our home game.
All right, he leaves his house.
Yes, he needs a
lamb.
He needs a house.
He goes off the property.
Yeah, he needs a house worthy of him.
His shoulders are slumped.
Yeah. Huh?
He left his axe. You might want to look at it.
A few bits of armor that are sort of loose, he just sort of rips off and throws to the ground.
Can I check out his armor?
When you check out his axe, you can study it closely to determine eventually that it is a plus two transference battle axe.
What?
What is that?
It's a magical property that lets you transfer a condition that you are suffering to the enemy that you hit.
On hit?
Yeah.
That's pretty high.
Wow. Nice.
It's a daily power.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Before we go through the door, should we go take a look through the house?
Maybe sit down and take a little rest.
Yeah, maybe catch up.
Yeah, if you want to take a short rest inside his domicile.
We can try. Okay. Now that it's cracked.
Are we out of initiative?
We are.
We get our stuff back?
You do.
Yeah, we put a little rock in the doorway so that the doors don't completely close.
Okay.
The wind blows it shut. Son of a...
We have to send him a letter. Dear Thrakarim Devilblood. Please come
dear
back.
Dear dangerous dwarf, stop. Please return to your cabin post-haste. Stop. Doors closed. Stop. Must be reopened.
Yeah,
must
have eyes.
All the best.
Signed, A.Q.I.
Yeah.
When you toss his place, you see that he has got not-so-well-hidden sack of 110 gold pieces. You find a labeled potion of healing among his belongings.
I acquire that.
Oh, why did I throw away that card?
And you can see he's got a statuette of a voluptuous dwarven woman with gems for eyes that he appraised to be about 250 gold pieces.
How big is this?
Who's writing this down? You write
the little statuette's about 5 inches, 6 inches tall.
Did you just say 200?
Jim just drops it into a sack.
All right. I'll do it. Blink.
You said it has gems for eyes?
Yes, it does.
And the gems are?
They are...
Carbuncle, tourmaline.
That's right. You can see that they are chips of amethyst.
Okay.
Jim just cut his wand out and he's just knocking shit down to a bag.
It's a typical AQI smash and grab.
He's also got a large collection of weapons, dwarven make, axes particularly, but a few hammers and mauls and other things.
All right.
Does anybody want to grab a little bacon off that boar before we leave?
Just a tender strip.
So I'm down to 11 healing surges. Right. And now we can spend healing surges, right?
Totally, yep. Yeah.
In this phase.
I'm going to remove this map.
Oh, man. This is going to be a hoot.
This is delicious.
I can tell already.
All right.
But since the warm-up encounter went so well...
Yeah, I only died one time and used 3 healing surges in my possible
Faison, thing. Faison was a solo, so you guys did admirably.
That was fun. I've never fought a solo.
Explain a solo to me.
Solo monster is basically the equivalent of 4 monsters.
Okay.
He's got the hit points and...
And the hits.
Yeah. So, with his whirlwind strikes, he was attacking multiple times and...
We're here now?
This is the ground floor.
Okay.
Over there. And this other map here is the upper floor.
All right.
So as Marcinda had described to you in her briefing, you go in through the main doors. You're sort of at a giant foyer. This area here is a balcony circumnavigating the main room.
These are connected?
That is correct.
Okay. Scary. Tactically.
So let's see. It looks like we're in a, what is it, like 80 by 10?
It's about 40 feet wide and about 60 feet deep, this hall.
Is anybody else scared of this gong?
Yeah, and there's a what looks like a grand staircase up through the middle in front of us that sort of curves around that joins to a balcony.
Correct.
There are two large braziers. Right.
Burning
brightly. And then there's a gong.
Across the hall.
A lone gong across the hall. A little hallway at the very end of the room. And two small doorways that lead off on either side. And our map shows that the doorway to the our left leads to what looks like a dining hall.
Mm-hmm.
And the doorway to our right leads to what looks like some kind of library.
Study.
With a lot of scary magic-looking shit in it.
Yeah, that's how I describe it.
Right?
Scary, magical.
The balcony has a stone railing clinging to its edge, and the balcony is 20 feet above the floor you currently find yourselves. When you enter the main hall, you do see that it's brightly lit by these two large fiery braziers. Really, they're just sort of like raised pits that have great gouts of flame leaping out of them. You do not have to make perception checks to see that this hall is not unoccupied. There is a single creature here, a ghost.
A gong beast.
And it is basically standing on the first landing of the staircase up there. That's it. And what's striking about this ghost is that it is not a dwarf. It appears to be an elf.
No.
Its lower body kind of trails away. You don't see its legs fully, but its upper body, very clearly, elven.
Real quick, I'd like to use prestidigitation to grab this hammer. I assume it's about a pound.
What's the range of prestidigitation? Prestidigitation.
It says that on the card.
Super far. Shut up. It's range point.
It's range. Excellent. Shut
it's range
up.
Range two.
All right.
It's range, range two.
So, Jim.
I use range two.
Just range two. Reaches out. Says, damn it.
I can't get it.
You're trying to get the saber out of the snow.
Yeah.
Your little
how
little
good is range two?
Little ghostly mage hand goes to about here. It just goes like trembles, almost, like it's really trying to grab it, and then it turns around like this.
Well, it's like if you're within 10 feet, you just go get the fucking hammer.
Yeah, well, that's dumb. No offense, designer guy.
Well, but what if it's all through right. a grate or something? What if there was a grate between us and you flip a switch?
So,
yeah, exactly.
So this elf, and we know that ghosts here sometimes traffic with mortals.
And she was...
To get their occupation done.
Marcinda was speaking with this
affecting.
affectation, and didn't seem to really understand me when I was trying to converse with her.
We don't really get that.
Well, and we know that the ghosts here will oftentimes use the dwarf
That's
to
right.
finish their business.
Exactly. So,
rest.
So we might have it completely. We might not have it at all.
The elf glides down the staircase in your direction, not threateningly, but...
Is it male or female?
Male elf.
Male.
And has a look on his face that could be described as curiosity. And he stops at the base of the staircase.
Jim says, where do you guys keep the magic coat? You're not ready for that kind of straightforward.
The elf looks at you and says, magic coat? What do you mean, magic coat?
It's a magic coat. It's like a coat, but it's magical.
Ah, I see. Yes. The invulnerable coat.
That's the one. Where's that at?
That's the very same coat.
You point me in the right direction, and we are good to go.
He says, I would love nothing more than to be of assistance to you.
It's like their maitre d'.
This guy's on our side.
He says, I am Sithir. Who are you?
I am Jim Dark Magic of the New Hampshire Dark Magic.
Coat enthusiast.
Welcome
and
to Ambershard Manor. Of
I like
the Aspen Amber Shards.
No, this guy's okay.
Oh, nice.
He's good with you?
Yeah.
Are you a servant of the Amber Shards?
Hey.
Oh my goodness, no. I'm a thief, killed here long ago, when this place was but a mortuary.
Did you come to get the coat as well?
I came from many things. Unfortunately, despite my exceptional skills in thievery, I was... done in by a trap of dwarven insidiousness.
That's right.
Hmm.
All right.
We definitely want to avoid that trap.
And how did you die?
He says...
Describe the trap.
It was a pit of acid.
That'll get you every time.
That sounds unpleasant.
Every time.
I don't recommend it, but...
We're not shopping around.
If you're wondering whether I have some allegiance to this Ambershard clan... I do not.
Can you use insight on a ghost?
You sure can.
15. 19.
Embarrassing.
Nothing.
Shame.
Can't even see the ghost.
Jim, you're pretty certain that he seems like he has no reason to lie to you. You get that sense?
He's like, I like him.
I'm dead. I don't need to lie.
Yeah. This guy's okay in Jim's book.
He says, the Ambershards do enjoy their petty tortures. They have killed me, tried numerous times, but I keep reforming.
So can ghosts... I know that, like unquiet spirits can, you know, manipulate physical objects. Like, do I think he would still be able to activate a trap or to deactivate...
It is possible. Ghosts can manifest physical change in the world. They can push people around and things like that.
I say, Sithir?
Yes.
I have a proposition for you. It's not quite as good as having done it yourself all those years ago. But what would you say to robbing the Amber Shards?
I would say that is the best suggestion I've heard in years. Perhaps you can avail yourself of my unique talents.
Awesome. So now we have a gay ghost helping us with this.
Listen, Acquisitions Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer.
If you will allow me, to possess one of you.
What?
I will impart
my knowledge. The dwarf. Jim grabs Benwin and pulls him forward.
Wait.
There is no fear. You will only benefit from the unique skills that I bring to the situation.
He'll probably just tingle, right?
My expert thievery.
That's how you know
stealth.
I do not want to let a ghost possess me.
Don't be a pussy. Come on.
My mastery of dungeoneering.
Jump in?
All of these can be yours.
Jump into who? Jump into you?
No. I have to say, to put me in you before you leave tonight.
Me.
Alright, so a big ghost wants to get in me.
Yeah.
How many times does that
happen? Just an average day in the Bronze Bottom Clan.
Heyo!
Whoa! Misogyny. Alright.
No, this is a male ghost.
You should keep your voices down.
We're in that point. Woo! Yeah!
Well, everybody pull my fingers in, man!
Alright, what happens? Does the ghost jump in me? I have to give myself willingly?
He says, that will make it easier.
But it is not entirely necessary.
Just do it. Come on. He's cool. Look at it.
Your will may be strong.
Hold on, guys.
What?
Yeah.
I don't see anything wrong. I don't see anything wrong with this scenario.
What
We're letting a strange ghost inhabit our friend.
Our most powerful warrior.
Second ghost, and I turn around. And
ghost,
I'm like,
please.
Keep in mind, once he's in my body, if he wants to attack you guys, he can attack you guys with me. And I know that you can't take
He won't do that.
Why would he do that?
He won't do that.
Look at Sithir.
Hold on. Sithir, once you get in there, are you going to attack us?
No.
No, see?
No.
That's stupid.
He's a thief. He would never lie.
You see Sithir sort of swoop into Benwin very quickly, since you're not resisting him per se, unless you intend to.
You were just right.
There's this sort of flash of air around Benwin. His
clothing
becomes a little ruffled for an instant. And Benwin, you feel this horrid chill. And
of course.
Suddenly, there is this presence inside of you, this sort of unwholesome thing that seems to have lodged itself in your psyche. But it does not assert itself.
It doesn't command me.
It does not feel it's there. You feel it's there. You also get this strange sense of empowerment, like it has bequeathed unto you knowledge and skills you never possessed.
See?
Does Sithir say anything like, yes, at this hour, new flesh? Anything like, does he talk about flesh at all?
Not yet.
Okay.
All right. I think, just think, are you in my head?
Yes.
And he, that's... Did you guys hear that?
There's a lot of room in here.
Oh, man.
I say,
it works.
I say, my guess
and
is that...
And while I can assert myself over you at any time, I assure you, that is not my
Hey, hey, Sithir.
I'm tankered.
Sithir, are you in there right now? Can I talk to Sithir? Sithir.
There is no Sithir.
You do not have a direct line to Sithir.
Now, can you talk to me?
So messages have to be relayed through Benwin.
I would like to...
Although Sithir can hear them, just as well as he can. He's got ear ears now.
All right.
I walk over to Benwin, and I look at him, and I say in Elvish, do they smell as bad from the inside as they do from the outside?
Well, what does Sithir say?
He doesn't say that.
I'm not sure he has an olfactory sense, which is probably
ghosts can't smell, and if he did, I'm sure he would say that I smell fine.
Right. All right.
That's Elvish, I know. All the Grognards are freaking out that I said Elven twice.
So I tell...
That guy that learned how to write Elvish instead of Spanish in high school is really angry at me. I'm sorry, dude.
I say, Sithir, by the time we leave this place, we need every coin this house has.
I like your friends.
He agrees.
All right. I say, it sounds like you've had more than enough opportunity to...
All right, ghost, which way to go? Lead me to Citrine Ambershard. I think this. Don't worry about the gold. I want Citrine first.
He says to you.
This is your thought?
Citrine Ambershard is not home.
She's examining her mind.
Can you leave a message?
Are any of the Ambershards
here? Hello, this is Citrine Ambershard.
Reprehensible and disgusting son, Lear.
Lead me to him. I'm thinking this. You'll
Yeah, this is awesome.
He is upstairs.
All right, I say the gold's this way, up the stairs.
All right, you brazenly make your way across. Splendid.
Combat mode again.
Combat.
I know with you, not to just run.
You're able to get right up onto the balcony.
You can take another step and stand right next to that sarcophagus. Go right ahead. You'll be fine. Okay.
All right, guys.
Yeah.
Do you follow me up?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Is past that door.
Is past this door?
Yes. Okay. The guards are through these doors.
The guards are over here?
Oh, yes.
All right, so I say, guards are this way, goal is this way.
I wonder if Sathir could distract them.
I asked Sathir, can you keep the guards busy while we go after Lear?
Almost certainly, but then you will lose the benefits of my incomparable skill.
Who knows what he's got trapping his study? It's probably best to keep him for now.
Yeah, I want to keep him.
And also, I like killing guards. Killing guards is what I do.
I took the chance.
If you wish to be stealthy.
And I need that.
Make you, though.
I guess that's true. Now we have a stealthy dwarf.
Or he can jump in one of you.
How can he make it stealthy? Well, he's going to get negatives for his armor, but his stealth skill is still going to be great.
His stealth skill is higher because he's got Sathir's abilities.
Okay, so can I sneak up to this door and listen?
That's a lot of squares.
As many of you can as you want.
Well, first of all, we need to sneak past these doors.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to try to stealth past these doors.
That's a great start. Anybody who wants to follow can do the same. You can also
We should all probably stay together.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not a fan of splitting the party.
You guys also can do what's called a group stealth check.
Oh, how does that work?
Oh, yeah,
I've
heard of that.
So,
I'm going to
go with my
DMG.
What's this DMG silver? Because he's a DM?
No, it's a collector's edition. It has the errata in there.
Erotica.
Can you still buy those?
I'm not sure you can buy them.
I get them on eBay.
All right, well, we're going to do this group stealth. I asked him if there's any traps along this hallway.
Hold on, wait. Don't do anything just yet. Wait. I'm switching out that feat that I have no idea what it does for improved armor of faith.
Great.
So I'm just giving myself another 1 to AC.
I like that. What does it bring your AC up to?
22.
Wow. That is not garbage.
It's not garbage at all.
Sweet.
We're gonna do a group stealth. The person leading will roll a stealth, which was me on 21, he said. And then you guys roll a stealth, and if you do well, it gives me a +2.
We need a 10 or better on the dice, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
But if we roll less than 10, does it hurt?
No, you just don't give a +.
Yeah!
10 exactly.
I'm gonna try this.
Dice cream man?
No.
No, is that Sarah?
18.
Oh, I like that. So he bumped us up to 25.
Sweet.
All right. And I also ask the ghost if there's any traps along this hallway that I should be aware of.
Not in the hallway.
Okay.
It'd probably be difficult to get around.
All right. Yeah. So we're going to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I guess, is my speed before I roll stealth again.
Okay.
And the whole group moves?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll wait.
That's fine.
Jim, dark magic in the back there.
You do hear through those doors. You don't have to make a perception check to hear. There's some dwarven ruckus going on back there. Sounds like a fair number of them.
All right, let's do it again. 19. You guys want to help?
You.
I don't help.
Nope.
19.
You added your...
I only rolled 7.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4. Walk to here with the 19 stealth.
Okay. When you get there, everybody make a perception check.
Ooh, is that a 16? Oh, 20 for me.
26.
27.
Minus any bonuses to go.
So, no, I'm sorry. 20, my bad.
Okay. Those of you who rolled a 20 or higher hear the scraping of a chair through those doors.
Against, like, the ground?
Yeah, like a chair being skidded back. And then you hear a latch on the door being pulled back. What would you like to do?
Can you tell me about this door?
Yes, it is a sturdy-looking wooden door with iron hinges that the doors open toward you. And there are big sort of iron handles to pull.
And it looks to me like they lock on the other side?
It looks to you like they don't have a lock at all.
So I'm just hearing a doorknob.
Yes, yeah.
Basically.
Oh, no. So do you guys want to continue on, or do you want to...
I mean, we have a split second here. I mean, I wonder if he'll just pop his head out.
I mean, I can turn and come to here in the hopes that he'll pop his head out, and I can swipe
it. Yeah, I'm saying if he pops his head out, I don't want him to see us, is what I'm saying.
Oh, you
want to
keep moving?
I'm saying because that door actually has a little inlet there.
Well, we can get...
I wonder if we can't hide against the wall here.
Where is
press
this?
Press yourselves up. We sort of like
flatten ourselves up. So he opens it up and looks around. He's like, hmm?
Okay, we can try to do this.
All right. Throw yourselves up against the shadows of the wall. There are things hanging on the wall here, like shields and axes and tapestries and all kinds of things that the Amishards have accumulated over the
decor.
Years. Decor.
Other people's rightful property.
Because they're nouveau riche.
Exactly. Exactly what you expected, Omen, transpires.
He peeks.
Somebody steps out here, peeks around, sort of does a cursory glance over the balcony. Looks like a dwarf. Make a perception check for him. And make a stealth check, y'all. Each of you individually.
28.
I don't help again.
17.
No, this is not an assist. This is just you by yourself.
Oh. Jim gets a 6.
Okay.
But Jim is the farthest away, which is good.
Well, yeah. Closest to the other door, though.
What cow? 5.
4.
Oh, 17 for me.
Okay.
It's hard to see that little D6 when there's all those cool looking figures around it.
Yeah. I think we're fucked,
and
boys.
And then the dwarf goes back inside.
Okay.
Closes the door.
All right, good.